Midtown Marinas is a very important part of the city of Bundaberg in that it brings normally about 120 boats into the city centre, and it's not only my staff that get employed to look after those boats, that we have the refrigeration people, the electronics people, the mechanics and other people sandblasting over the slipway. So it does create a lot of employment, and then you go out into the city itself and you find that all manner of things, like even grocery stores and hairdressers and lots of other businesses supply things, like they buy refrigerators for boats, washing machines, all that type of thing modern day boats have on them. So there is a lot of money spent in Bundaberg through this 120 boats that keep rolling over all the time. 50% of those boats would change every once a week. So every week you've got a boat coming in that might, like a trawler when they go to sea, might take on probably $600 or $800 worth of groceries if they're going out for a month.
So it's pretty important that this marina gets up and going again for Bundaberg.
Well, it's important for the people of Bundaberg that they can see something is happening and that the marina is going to get up and going again. Without us here, there's a big gap left.
Can you tell us what damage the recent floods did?
It's virtually wiped out the seafood part of our business. Our fuel lighter or fuel barge got washed away. Our unloading facility got washed away. Some of our buildings got washed away. We were lucky to get most of our stock out, probably 80%, I suppose. A lot of our berths have been washed away. We've probably lost 2/3 of our marina berths. Our trawler berths are sitting on the bottom of the river at present, hopefully. Hopefully they haven't gone anywhere else. What more can I say?
You mentioned that you lost a fuel barge. Have you found that again?
Yeah, we found the fuel barge. Somebody down the river kept an eye on it, and then it disappeared into a cane paddock, about 3 metres of water running through this cane paddock. And so we went up in a light aircraft and tracked. We found it one day and went back the next day, and just to make sure it was still there. It had become lodged up against some big gum trees in Bundaberg Sugar's property. We recovered the fuel out of it a few days later, so there was no environmental problems. And a few days after that, we had an excavator go down and pulled it out to a bitumen road. And on Friday this week, we hope to get it on a low loader, and it'll be unloaded at the Bundaberg Slipway for a check over and repair any damage to it, which I don't think is very much. And then it'll be painted and popped back in the water, and hopefully by the end of next week we'll have fuel in there and be able to service the trawlers for fuel.
So that's, I guess, a pretty significant part of recovery for you. What other things still need to happen in that recovery process?
The hardest part of our recovery is actually getting our berths up out of the water. Our pontoons have been sunk and they're sitting on the riverbed now, hopefully still attached to the piles. So we need divers and things to get them to float again. And that's proved very difficult so far. So we'll keep our fingers crossed there.
What kind of help do you think you might be able to get for this? Are you covered by insurance? The government's talking a little bit about subsidies. Do you have much of an idea yet how much help you might get?
Well, as at this present time, I haven't received one cent from the government or 1 cent from the insurance company. So we'll see what happens down the track. The government's talking a little bit that they want to see this industry of ours up and going again so we can service the fishing industry. So we may end up getting something from the government, whether it be a loan or whatever. We'll probably have to go down that track.
Are you able to do any business at the moment?
Yes, we've actually we moved a lot of our ship's chandlery, up into a building immediately above the marina, and some of it was in shipping containers and some we moved straight up into this building. And we have been selling stuff, a lot of anchors and chain and rope and that type of stuff, and now a lot of fiberglass materials and other things.
And do you have any idea how long before you might be up and running again, fully?
No, I don't really, but given a little bit of help from the government, we could be up and running in a month, I'd say.